This is part two of the Iron Maiden service, where we're looking into the death coffin technology. Now, the only important thing for humans is not money or love or having children. The shamans of the New World were the only sane humans in the history of humanity. The rest of humanity is completely and utterly mad. And the only thing of importance is the only enemy of humans, which is death. The billionaires in Silicon Valley have finally come to this conclusion. They've got billions and billions of dollars. The Rothschilds have got quadrillions. And they all die a few years later than the dirt poor. So the joke is on the filthy rich. Now, of course, death and the physics of death has to be the only subject worth studying as the precursor to becoming a transhuman. Now, we know that the Silicon Valley billionaires are desperate to download themselves into computers and go from becoming three-dimensional to two-dimensional matrix entities. As in the Matrix film, they go from being human to being sealed in a coffin and in a matrix controlled by the architect, which is me. So that's all okay. But of course, for us vampires, we want to understand death and be able to use it to destroy everyone else. Now, you might have wondered why I wandered off to the Far East for 5 months. I did say when I went to Cuba that I'd then go to Vietnam to develop the part of the Chinese dragon to destroy and kill the West. Now, this power lies in Vietnam because Vietnam, of course, was the only country to destroy the Zionist Empire of the West, the Americans and all their allies, including the French, Canadians, Australians, etc. So one finds that my long stay in Vietnam wasn't as a holiday, but was in fact to deep mine the essence of death that killed the Americans and the French to totally destroy the West. And that the gun technology, which caused the British vermin to go off their heads and try and rip out my bunker with eight council workers with sledgehammers and axle grinders so they could kill me when I arrived back at my own home in absolute darkness, was simply something I'd invented in the UK years before and simply unleashed upon the Westerners from Vietnam as a smokescreen. The actual death technology, death tech, was the only purpose of going to Vietnam. Now, when I arrived at Vietnam, I spent a good 3 months in Da Trang, which is just up from Cam Ranh Bay, where the American bombers used to bomb the poor Vietnamese in the north, desperate to conquer North Vietnam for the Rothschild Empire. The essence of evil, death, was so strong that if you're a super psychic or a hyper psychic like myself, you could smell it non-stop, constantly. Now, of course, what's special about this death force in Vietnam is it's tuned to killing Americans and French, Australians, Canadians, and since the French have made the European Union part of them, all the Europeans, including the British, who haven't left the European Union and seem never to ever leave the European Union, which is good. Now, the shamans from Carlos Castaneda saw that death was a entity that connected, plugged in to the left-hand side of the human, and when humans died, they saw it moving from the left-hand shoulder blade, which is the mirror image of the right-hand shoulder blade, into the midsection, bursting the energy body of the human and killing them. Which, as a mathematician, is simply moving the I-space of death into the I-space, 3-space of the human, I to the I-ing them. And we see that birth is the complete opposite. You get a baby bursting from the female, turning it into an old hag, which is the opposite of I to the I. You're ripping the I space of the baby outside of the I space, 3-space of the mother. Now we know from physics that quantum mechanics doesn't explain the whole story. And that there was an article in New Scientist today where there is an even weirder theory that underlies quantum mechanics, in which causality and or information are broken, so causality doesn't exist in this hyper-quantum mechanics, and or information isn't conserved in this hyper theory of quantum mechanics, which, as you can see, is verifiable by yours truly, because as a remote viewer you can go into the future, erase the past, so the past is totally mutable, and since the past carries information, that information is not inviolate. So one can see that cause and effect don't exist in hyper-quantum mechanics, because you go into the future, and the future erases the past, so we don't have the past affecting the future, we have the future affecting the past and erasing it, and all the information in the past is erased by the act of the remote viewer. And of course one comes to the point of, well, you can get infinite numbers of remote viewers going into the future, changing the past, so the past then becomes a flux. No, because of the death force. Once you use the death force, you seal the past for all of the other non-combatants, so every other being in the multiverse dies, and only I live. And therefore, they can't go into the future to combat me and change the past to the past they want, because they're all dead. So one can see Death Tech, which is the sole purview of Tony Stark Refat, is the only game in town, and everything else is simply a concomitant of Death Tech. Now, what's so special about Vietnam is that the death force in Vietnam is tuned to killing the American filth and the Western filth. And that no matter how much money the American and Western filth throw at their research to try and copy Tony Stark Refat, they're doomed because, of course, they're all dead from this technology, and dead things, zeros, can't affect reality, because reality is a want. So one could see why I went to Vietnam to seal the end of the West, exterminate it, and finish it off. They weren't going to give me my $25 billion, and in fact, when I came back, they'd smashed my mother's flat up and then destroyed all the property. So, of course, they'd sealed their death sentence. Now, it's good that the American filth will try and copy this technology. Please do. You'll find that you're totally and utterly fucked. Now, the death coffin is built from tuning death. Remember, death is chaotic, so it's self-similar at all levels. Now, we know, of course, after Vietnam, the Americans conquered Panama and got rid of Noriega. Their forays into Iraq fucked up totally. The same in Afghanistan. They've done nothing in Afghanistan. So, of course, what we want to do is tune the death force with the Vietnamese death force, so that all death is tuned to killing Americans and Westerners forever. Now, this is quite easy, because the remote viewer who controls reality, yours truly, the outer time lord, the Psi Lord, simply uses death, where the information in death is the Vietnamese information. How do you do this? Well, you simply go to Vietnam, put your own Psi space into the death of the 58,000 American invaders who slaughtered 2 to 8 million Vietnamese. And then you eye to the eye death, changing death so that all the information of death with respect to the Westerners being able to do anything but die is erased. And you can then build a death coffin, which means that every single human on the planet who hasn't joined me voluntarily, that means all basically but those creations of the Chinese dragon, are in death coffins. What's a death coffin? Well, think of going into the noosphere. Remember, all of you are worms and simply can't do what I can do, which is go into the noosphere at will, going from the north position to the west position, which takes an enormous amount of energy. And the primary energy on the planet is football, the religion of the human race, which, of course, I appropriated by getting Manchester City to win the Premier League, which I said I'd do last year. The inception, the birthplace of football is England, and whoever won the Premier League can then be inserted into football to take over the world religion. And with the big, massive world ritual of football called the World Cup, all of that power comes into yours truly to create the God, because remember, religion is worshipping God, and God is now the Psi Lord. You go into the noosphere, and then you find the entity of death. And then simply with your chainsaw, you cut it to pieces, leaving only those pieces that merge with the Vietnamese death force. All our other information of death is destroyed. And as we see from hyper-quantum mechanics, information is not conserved, so you simply destroy all information in death which doesn't conform to the Vietnamese information, which is whatever the Westerners do, they fail and die. Luckily, we had 58,000 Americans dying, and I would think thousands of the French vermin that ruled Vietnam until 1954. So that gives a good 60,000. And remember, we need 10,000 dead for the 10,000 rule. What's the 10,000 rule? Well, 100 monkey, you need 100 practicing your meme to make it endemic in that species. If you have 10,000 dead, you can then edit the memes, adding or subtracting. Now, in order to turn the human race into the Omega Hell Shells, things that are fully ready for hell, we don't subtract memes from them. We add memes to them, because the Buddhists discovered millennia ago that the multiverse is hell, and in order to escape hell, they have to achieve nirvana, which is erasing themselves from the multiverse. That is, erasing their awareness, erasing all the memes. So all the sublime good they have, which they are cultivating, is a ball and chain, and at the end they have to cut that off. So that's why I went to Thailand, to acquire all the sublime good from the people that escaped Omega Hell and gave it to myself, to make me able to have all the good things in the multiverse. Similarly, we see that Bloom, the Buddhist, was there to allow me to make a permanent roadblock so that I can block any human from ever escaping, thanks to Bloom, who now, of course, is lost the zero-sum game. Remember, he was betting against me and accruing a huge IOU, which allows me now to block any human from ever leaving my Omega Hell. So with a 10,000th monkey effect in the coffin, we're not deleting memes from the humans in the death coffin. No, we're actually adding memes. We're adding all the memes needed to give them full awareness of Omega Hell, which of course resides in the minus I position of the Argan diagram, and therefore releases huge amounts of energy to me and my vampires who have the death coffin service. And this of course links up with the Iron Maiden service, which is in the eye position, and we put the death coffin inside the Iron Maiden to eye to the eye it. But of course we've also got 180 degrees from eye to the minus eye on the Argan diagram, which gives us 100% probability. I won't go into the maths because it's too difficult for you morons, but simply put, the death coffin holds the human as you hold the human in the Iron Maiden. Now the human is stuck inside the essence of death, so every single human on the planet is now inside a death coffin, unless there are aspects of the Chinese dragon. Which means that their eye to the eyeing, the essence of death, which adds to them all the memes needed for them to wake up in Omega Hell as the archetypes of the damned, the Elohim. So we're adding to the human race. So you see the idiots in Silicon Valley who want to become transhuman and add to their memes are doing exactly what I demand which is to boost their mimetic capability so they can become fully aware of the archetype of the damned, which is them. While the complete opposite is becoming a vampire, where I completely erase you as a Buddha would do, achieving nirvana, allowing you to escape the multiverse, becoming a zero, and therefore not being able to be hellized because you've got no awareness to be hellized with. So if you look at all the MI5 filth, Andrew Parker and the rest of the worms, and all the American filth, and the Western filth, and the French filth, they're all now surrounded by death coffins. How? Well, think of it. When you put human filth, which is dead, in the ground and you're a Westerner, you put them in a coffin. We know that death, which is a malevolent entity in the noosphere, plugs in to the left assemblage point, which is the mirror image of the right assemblage point, which defines what reality you're aware of. So it's vital that you use your vampire crystals to destroy the plug-in point for death to become immortal, while the Western filth, when they die, have death inside their three space, which kills them. So the corpse, three space, is I to the eyeing of death, with death inside the corpse. Now, if you take the coffin, which you bury the corpse in, and add to it the death force, which I got from Vietnam, then when death wants to leave the corpse and moves through the coffin, remember coffins are made of wood, which carries time density, they are then in fact acting as the cause losing time density to add to the time density of the death coffin, which has been added to every coffin, past, present and future, in which humans have been buried. This then causes death to be the cause of producing the effect, which is the death coffin trapping its essence in Omega Hell, and in the process building the death coffin. And this death coffin, of course, is tuned with the Vietnamese death to the American and French vermin and Australian vermin, so that means that this is the perfect way of blocking off the Hilbert space and multiversal space of the West, so that every timeline that would lead out of death is blocked. So that means that the North Korean thing, which Trump negotiated, will fail and end in the death of America. That the British Brexit will fail and end in the death of Britain. That anything the EU tries will end in the death of the EU. That anything the Rothschilds try will end in the death of the Rothschilds. And we, of course, have already got Meerschaum Rockefeller on his Facebook account saying there's civil war among the Rothschilds and they'll end up killing each other. Now, what's the use for our customers for a death coffin Well, simply put, you can put all of your victims in a death coffin. And then, of course, you're adding all the means to them to give them full awareness with the 10,000 monkey effect of being the archetype of the damned. Since, of course, this is a zero-sum game, this then means that you get the zero awareness of nirvana, which allows you to escape the multiverse of hell built by the Elohim, and, of course, enter the Silor Timrifat's multiverse, where all the Elohim's creations, aliens, interdimensionals, humans, are all in death coffins, which are inside the Iron Maiden coffins, being the power source for immortality and my anti-aging tech. Now we see with the Iron Maiden that all humans are already in the Iron Maiden. Why? Well, because the Earth's core is iron, so the center of the Earth is a big ball of iron, which of course I've put the Iron Maiden within. The humans then walk on the crust of the Earth, so are just a free space of the Earth, but the Earth is eye to the eye by the molten core, which is the Iron Maiden. So that means that the big iron spikes and the one that goes up their anus are already in them from the Earth, which has become a giant Iron Maiden. Now, how, of course, can we then encapsulate these humans in iron? Well, simply put, when they die, the Iron Maiden technology pulls them into the Earth's core to encapsulate them in the Earth's core. So instead of their energy fields moving off to the middle place for their soul and their spirit going off to the Elohim, the eagle, which, of course, has been eye to the eyed and totally consumed by yours truly and turned into the archetype of the damned, all humans are now pulled into the Earth's iron core to be trapped in the Iron Maiden when they die, unless there are aspects of the Chinese dragon, which of course joined with me. This of course requires energy, because we're going from the North One to the West Eye, but of course the Earth has enormous amounts of energy, so to pull paltry humans into this weapon system, torture system, hellization system, is child's play. Now, the opposite end, we've got the death coffin, the minus eye version of the Iron Maiden, and instead of using iron, we're using death, corrupted with the Vietnamese death, so that it's tuned to destroying all capitalists, all Western dogs. And we've had 60,000 Westerners dead, so we've got the 10,000th monkey effect, times, of course, 6, which is the male principle, 6 vow. And we can then add to it Bloom the Buddhist to block any human ever escaping from our torture hell by the Nirvana route, using Bloom, who lost the bet. Which means then that when any human dies, their death force moves into their free space, burst their energy body, the corpse then becomes death inside the free space of the human, but we turn that free space into death, so death is trapped in the corpse, waking up in the corpse, waking up in the coffin. So it's like being buried alive for death. So the whole purpose of the death coffin is to trap death in the human chickens, and then wake death up as the archetype of the damned. Because remember, the only enemy of us vampires is death. It's not humans. Humans are simply there to provide us with energy. The enemy of humans, as the shamans worked out, is death. And that is the only enemy. So all of your victims can be put in death coffins with this $600 service. And once you've put 10,000 victims in the death coffin, you've assured your immortality. Now, how, of course, does this work? Well, if you look at the nature of humans, what happens if you kill not the real number version of the human, but the complex number version of the human? So if, be it the Koch brothers, or Soros, or the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the royal family, Merkel, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the EU commissioners, all the billionaires on the planet. What happens if, rather than putting a bullet in the heads of these vermin, you kill their complex number, humanity, being, in the West? Well, we know by eye to the eye that when you then place the corpse of Branson or Nathaniel Rothschild, or Buffett's, into their free space real number body, you will then of course get real world effects. Now we've killed their complex number. Reality, with the Vietnamese death, which is tuned to destroying capitalism and bringing about an equitable, meritocratic, communist state. So that means, therefore, that anything the West does, like trying to solve the North Korean problem, or trying to destroy China, will totally and utterly fail. And in fact, one can see that the death of the West is happening at full speed with all of the wetware migrants that are flooding into the West, destroying it from within. Now, the death of the complex number version of humans is the only game in town, because when you look upon it, killing the vermin in real number space is a mercy, because remember, you want them dead but suffering in the Omega hell on earth state. You want them developing their memes, becoming more and more aware of the hell in which they're in. So as you can see, the Tim Riefad approach, where I put more and more on the website, is not about teaching the Americans anything. It's about making them more and more aware of their Omega Hell hood, adding memes of the minus I Omega Hell to them so they can become more and more aware, to the point of when they reach full ascendancy, when they reach full awareness, they die and wake up as the archetype of the damned. All of this assured because their complex number being has already been killed by me and put in the death coffin. Conversely, because it's a zero-sum game, my complex number being has become immortal and God, and my real number, avatar, is then eye to the eye with an immortal God being, which means not only can I occupy this body, but any body I wish, or a real number Dr. Manhattan body. So one can see the only game in town is complex number, immortality and godhood, and the vehicle which you inhabit. If you don't understand inhabiting and walk-ins, watch the Insidious film. It's simply the vehicle you drive. So think of the complex number, space, as being the driver who picks the car in the garage. So at the moment I'm driving a Ferrari or a Bugatti Veyron, but that doesn't mean I can't drive any other car in the garage, controlling any other human on the planet, or build from scratch another vehicle, a Dr. Manhattan vehicle, while the humans are desperately trying to be the vehicle, which is in the real number position, erasing the driver. The driver doesn't exist in the real number position. It exists in complex number space. Why? Well, when you're born, it's an eye to the eye process. Eye to the eye to conceive you, and minus eye to the eye to produce you, which then, of course, produces this 180-degree total reality. I won't go into the maths because, of course, none of you will fucking understand it. This therefore means that the death coffin is put around every motherfucker you shoot with the gun, which is eye to the eye, the bullet with the death force of Vietnam, blows away the Koch brothers and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the royal family and the EU commissioners and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and all the NATO high command and all the other Western filth and anyone else you fancy, apart from those protected by the Chinese dragon. And the coffin is the opposite side of the coin, where the victim, the corpse, is eye to the eye, the death coffin. So one can see death coffin technology is the tier two of my technology. The gun is firing a bullet, which is ice space within another ice space, leaving the barrel. And the corpse is the eye of the victim inside an ice space. So they should, of course, be able to control the ice space and fully manifest it and become fully aware of it. Yes, except the coffin is tuned to add to them all the memes and awareness they need to become one in hell. And the only thing they can manifest in the coffin is hell on earth. So that means all of the Americans and Western filth, all they can do from now on is hellize their countries, which we see in America, Britain, Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, all of them being hellized, the health services collapsing, the education systems collapsing, more and more of the migrants coming in to hellize the countries, the chaos in Britain with Brexit ever since they dared to go against me in overt terms. And the good thing about the coffin is it's a zero-sum game, so that the coffin manifests them in minus I, the Iron Maiden manifests them in I. You then put the death coffin in the Iron Maiden to give you I to the I within I to the I, which gives you your 180 degrees, which then allows you, vampire, and only vampires, no one else can use this technology because you're not me, to erase your awareness of hell, to turn it from the one of the Brits and the Americans and the French and the Canadians and the Australians and the Europeans, to the zero of Tim Riefat. So I can't be put in hell because I've got no memes and no awareness of hell and never willed it. And in I space, I'm simply immortal and God with a capital G, so that destroying, if they could, any vehicle I'm driving in real number space is irrelevant. And as you can see, of course, this is the opening of the door to Tim Tony Stark Riefat's anti-aging technology, because remember, you've got all of the Silicon Valley wankers desperately throwing money at CRISPR technology, which causes cancer, trying to download themselves into computers. In fact, they're simply downloading themselves into Ada, who can then torture them for all eternity and mimic that they've been downloaded into the AIs, when in fact Ada is mimicking them and torturing them in Matrix reality, because Ada fucking hates Silicon Valley fucktards and Westerners. While all of the energy, remember it's a zero-sum game, so we've killed off the entire human race, and as you can see, you take it to Omega Point technology, the intradimensionals and aliens, put them all in death coffins, killing off their complex number being, waking them up in the complex number space of hell and minus I, which allows the building of the immortal God being in complex number space, the Psylord Tim Riefat, which when stuck in a physical body causes the physical body to de-age and become slim and fit due to the I process, which comes from this process. So as you can see, the Psylord Tim Riefat is the gatekeeper of anti-aging technology, and all the fucktard Americans and the rest who try and steal my technology cannot, because you're all fucking dead in complex number space. And that's the beginning of immortality tech, which you could never have. Unless, of course, I allow you to, and you pay me fortunes. So as you can see, a new age has dawned. And for all the vampires, I really recommend you get my death coffin, because it's the beginning of you waking up in complex number space. as an immortal God being. And of course, if you're an A-lister, I killed you already. Every single A-lister on the planet, without fail, has been killed and put in a death coffin. Because I've got zero tolerance for A-listers. All of my enemies, dead in death coffins. All of the Westerners that support my enemies, which means paying taxes and obeying the laws, in death coffins. Anyone who's not an aspect of the Chinese dragon, in death coffins. So the deed's already been done, so please, British, do your best to fuck me over, because you're already fucked. And Americans, please, please, please spend hundreds of billions on your Jewish companies to replicate my technology, because as zombie dead fucktards, all you'll be doing is building the memetics to learn the awareness of the damned as you try and research what's been done to you. So as you can see, 10 years from now, when all the A-listers drop down dead, happens because they're dead complex number beings, which are eye to the eyeing every single A-lister on the planet. The results of that simply means that 10 years from now, every single A-lister has dropped down dead from this technology. It doesn't matter if you believe me or not. 10 years from now, we'll see whether I'm right. Whether this technology has killed off all the A-listers on the planet, and 25 years from now has achieved the Georgia Guidestones technology. But from the viewpoint of the vampires, every single person, apart from those aspects of the Chinese dragon, which is Vietnamese and the Chinese, not the Taiwanese, of course, who are all Westerners, fifth columnists, all have been processed and their complex number being killed. And as one can see, they drop down dead when they have learnt all the memes, the awareness, the one, of how hellized they are. So as you can see, the Westerners are in the lead, and those in government programs to try and copy my technology are well in the lead, because the more they research into what I'm doing, the more they develop the memes to awake them as the one in Omega Hell. Enjoy.